If they bite me or scratch me, don't bite my left hand with tattoos because I have to redo. I think if you want to bite, you can bite my right hand. Hi, I'm Kumaran Arumugam. I'm 31 years old this year. I teach students with disability, mainly with hearing loss, autism, and visual impairment.
Ready? Jump! Jump! Jump!
Good! Better! Yep!
Panama!
Some of the kids with autism, I think they're not able to regulate. So I think trying to manage their emotions, I think managing their behavior could be one of the challenges.
When I was younger, I would usually get into fights with just about anyone. I've never got in trouble with the law, thankfully, but I got called back to the police station's one for mischievous act. I feel frustrated because I was bullied when I was younger, but I had a lot of passion. I love football. Some of my coaches, when they introduced me to coaching, the first thing I asked them is, are you sure that I can be a coach? Because I don't have the patience. So that's when I actually met Coach Fandi Ahmad. Fandi was one of the main reasons why I actually got into the coaching scene. When I was in National Service, when I was doing a community program in one of the homes, and during one of the soccer programs, there was this boy that didn't actually take part in it. So when I spoke to him, he didn't respond much to me. I labelled the cones and markers with numbers, with arrows on the floor, and you know, I tried to get him to do some dribbling exercises, some passing exercises. And I think after one or two sessions, I realised that I could actually bond with this boy. And for the very first time, he was actually able to participate in a sports game. And I felt that I had the power to connect and do something unique with these children. I realised I actually have a very soft corner for the kids. Not just children with disability, but I think I had that special ability to just connect with them.
So a lot of the games that I played with my students with visual impairment, so for blind dodgeball, blind handball, were all created at home. And I sometimes play with my daughter as well to test it out.
Since they are visually impaired, I will put on the blindfold myself and play together with them. Sometimes when they hear me fell down, when they hear me get hit by the ball, then they get excited and then they want to like, again, I want to play again, you know. We were actually able to introduce long jump to these kids. And actually seeing them actually do long jump gave me the sense of satisfaction. High knees, okay, you know, high knees, like. Hip, leg, hip, shoulder, push, try. And up. Good. So the mother and father would be happy to see Singapore actually, to see Rama actually represent Singapore in the future. So that's what actually he's working towards. So we hope to see him represent Singapore soon. Five, rest. Never exercise at home, huh? For Rama, when I met the mom, she actually thanked me and told me that every day she would actually pray for me and my family. I have a lot of scratch and bite marks in both my hands, inside my body. But I think that's part of the job. Usually my days are very long, very tiring. Usually by the end of the day, mentally and physically exhausted. I think simple things as a day coming and holding my hand or even signing together with me. I think these things actually keep me going.
I think a lot of kids are neglected when it comes to sports, especially disability, children with disability. So I'm so proud of him.
My younger self would not have imagined what I'm doing right now. One of my students, he was leaving to go back to his home country. He actually gave me a cup with my name, you know, to thank me for the 2 years for teaching him PE. Because he actually never had much opportunity to actually play in games. So those are like moments that actually kept me in this industry all these years.